This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A few months ago, I was a facilitator at the strategic planning session for Oconee Schools. And at my table, there was a myriad of stakeholders, from teachers to, you know, parents. They were all taxpayers, obviously. That's a big thing.
County Commission, the City of Watkinsville, the school board, the economic development group, the chamber, the business community, the law enforcement. They all need to be talking regularly.
Adam Hammond, Andy Pippin, couple of candidates for seats on the Oconee County School Board, couple among many. Candidates, especially running for school board seats in Oconee County, others running for seats on the county commission, other offices. Elections, primaries in May. Coming sooner than you realize, early voting starting April 29th. Candidates Forum, Monday evening in Oconee County, put together by the Oconee County Republican Party. And we'll get into that. You're going to be able to hear that here on WGAU. Yours truly moderating. Again, that's Monday evening. We'll talk about that with Kathy Hurley, chair of the Oconee County Republican Party, who joins us now. And we'll also talk about an event that's taking place Saturday, again, involving the Oconee County GOP. Kathy Hurley, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, good morning, Tim. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about Saturday first. The Oconee County GOP Convention, 9 o'clock that morning at Piedmont Oconee Health Campus. That's off Jennings Mill Road. What's happening Saturday?
Well, in the years where we have presidential elections, the GOP system holds conventions on the county, district, and state level to elect our delegates who will go and represent the state of Georgia at the Republican National Nominating Committee. So that is the primary purpose for this event. We will caucus at 9 o'clock by precinct, and we will elect delegates to go to our convention, which will start promptly at 10, and then we will elect our delegates that will go on to our district convention, which actually is going to be in Oconee County this time. It's going to be on the 20th of April at the Civic Center, and Congressman Mike Collins is going to be our keynote at that event.
And by district convention, you mean 10th district, 10th congressional district?
I'm sorry, yes, it is the 10th district, 10th congressional district.
Just for my own edification here, we talk about caucuses, and we generally, in the context of Iowa, for example, the first caucus, I'm not sure that many of us really know what happens in a caucus. I'm darn sure I don't, because I've never been involved in one. What actually happens in a caucus? What's a caucus?
Well, in the Georgia definition of a caucus in the GOP realm, what happens is there will be everyone who is from a certain precinct will sit at a table, and they will determine, okay, do you want to go and represent our precinct at the county convention? It's a little different for counties that are small like ours are, and I say that in the definition of the Georgia GOP breaks those down into counties with population under 80,000 and over 80,000. As you can well imagine, we've got 28,000 some odd voters in Oconee, where Gwinnett will have maybe a million people voting. So their precinct caucus will look very different than ours will be. And in actuality, what they do is they hold theirs about 3 weeks in advance of our scheduled meeting. Every county in Georgia will meet on Saturday to do their convention process, the county convention process. But the larger counties have done that about 3 weeks ago.
Again,
and because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Finish up.
Because, obviously, just efficiency perspective, we're going to have a much smaller crowd than they will. Mm-hmm. So we've just kind of stacked ours, start one at 9. They'll sit at a table. They'll say, yep, I'll be happy to go and represent our precinct. The way that that's determined is by vote of the people in that precinct. And we are limited to a certain number based on a mathematical formula about the last presidential election. So we've been doing some math calculations this week. And then once those are decided, they go on to move over to the next segment of the room to have the elections for those that will go on to district. Our particular county, we have 23 representatives that we can send, actual delegates, and we will attempt to have that many plus another 23 alternates in case for some reason other people can't come. Death in the family, unplanned travel, et cetera. So
I hung in there till you started talking about mathematical formulas, and then I just kind of checked out. Kathy Hurley, the chair of the Oconee County Republican Party. Again, that's Saturday, and it gets underway at noon, the Piedmont Health campus there of Jennings Mill.
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m. What did I say? 9. I said noon. 9. 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Now, 6 o'clock Monday evening, and this is where I have to be, DGD Farms in Oconee County, just off Mars Hill. Folks will know. If not, they can find out. Or they can listen in, because we're going to have that for you here Monday evening. This candidates forum, Oconee County candidates, and you folks in the Oconee County GOP putting together, the folks who will be the candidates who will be on the May 21st primary ballots. What are we going to be doing Monday?
Well, what we have done, and Tim, we are so thankful that you have agreed once again to be our moderator, and WGAU has decided graciously to broadcast this. This will be the fourth of our candidate forums in the last 3 years. And what we'll do is we will have all of the candidates, as you said, that will appear on the May 21st Republican ballot. We'll have about 7 to 8 minutes apiece with you to ask, and you will grill them mercilessly, I'm sure, on their platform. But they will have an opportunity for people to actually meet them. We have all of our incumbents are running again. We do have some kind of shakeup down in the school board races. Michael Ransom is moving over to a different post, but in that particular race, we have 7 candidates. We have seen this cycle, we've got a few folks that have decided to throw their hat into the race for some of the seats that are held by incumbents. So, you know, and some of those are newcomers, at least to the Republican Party that I've seen, people I have never met. So we'll be anxious to hear exactly what they have to say.
Yeah, and that'll be 6 o'clock, and obviously open to the public, 6 o'clock at DGD Farms there in Oconee County. And here on WGAU, by the way, mentioning that broadcast, thanks to Epps, Holloway, Deloach, Hopkinmeyer, attorneys at law, sponsoring this for us. And a reminder, and I've already, just to let you know, I've already received a handful, and we need more of these. As she mentioned, Kathy, early, I'm your moderator, and this will be another one. You've kind of done some of these where you have a lot of candidates involved. It's kind of difficult to just put everybody on a panel and throw questions at them. So what we'll do is we'll just meet with them one at a time. They'll each get, as she said, 7 or 8 minutes, about as long as you get in a typical segment with me here on the radio. And what we're doing is, in addition to the questions I will ask, we will take the questions from you, and we're soliciting those via email. So go to our website, WGAUradio.com, find my email, send me the question, and if I can remember, I'll put it in a folder and I'll take it down there and possibly use it as we meet with some of these candidates on Monday evening. Kathy Hurley, I always think I had the easiest job in the world to chair the Oconee County Republican Party, because everybody down there is a Republican. However, I would say this, you have to at some point get those folks out to the polls, and that strikes me as your biggest challenge. How are you going to do that this time around?
Well, you know, Tim, we have been very blessed in our county, and I would love as the GOP chairman to be able to say that we have been responsible for getting people to the polls. But, you know, the last 3 major election cycles, we have posted the highest, Oconee has posted the highest voter turnout in the state. And it is because we have people in our county that are very civically minded. They are interested in who is going to take care of their business on a daily basis. And we look forward to seeing that again this cycle. I will say I was a little disappointed in the turnout. Not surprisingly so, for the presidential preference primary. But I do believe that with as many contested seats, we will see a lot of turnout this time.
Again, the candidates forum Monday evening, 6 o'clock, DGD Farms and here on WGAU. And the event Saturday, Oconee County Caucus, the Oconee County Republican Convention. Everything's starting. Actually, the doors open at 8, but the activity gets underway at 9 at the Piedmont Oconee Health Campus, Jennings Mill Road in Watkinsville. Kathy Hurley, best of luck. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.